police are searching for a suspect after a woman was stabbed at the intersection of Glenwood Avenue and Millbrook Road. We're live on the scene with what we know so far.
And I'd just like to see my brother home.
A North Carolina man has lived behind bars longer than he was a free man. And now the community, his friends and family, are pushing to get him out.
Rain chances are going down through the evening, and so are temperatures. When we feel the full brunt of the winter chill on the way.
Right now at 7, in the last 10 minutes, Raleigh police have just taken a suspect into custody who they say is wanted in connection to a stabbing in Northwest Raleigh. That person was arrested at Union Station. Thanks for joining us. I'm Ashley Rowe. The stabbing happened at Glenwood Avenue and Millbrook Road nearly 5 hours ago. WREL's Willie Danley is there live. Willie, you've been there for hours. Police are saying that this incident was not random.
Yes, Ashley, it was just a few minutes ago that I got off the phone with the Raleigh Watch Commander, and he told me that the person that they have in custody, they believe to be responsible for this stabbing here. And they said that the suspect is known to the victim. Take a look at this video that we captured here just a short time ago, and you can see how large of a scene it is here, with numerous police cars and fire trucks spraying the ground with water. According to Raleigh police, this happened around 1:40, where a woman was found stabbed here on Millbrook Road. They had all the lanes westbound on Millbrook shut down for quite some time as they gathered information and searched for the suspect. It was also very emotional as family of the victim came here just inquiring to police what her current condition is. We're still waiting to hear back from Raleigh police on how that woman is doing in the hospital, but she was transported with various serious injuries. We're going to continue to follow this story and see if we can get the identity of the suspect who's in custody. Back to you.
Significant development, and we sure hope that she is going to be okay. Willie Danley live in Raleigh. Thank you.
I want to take you to another story we're following here in the WREL Live Center. Good evening. I'm Chris Lovingood. We've learned a breaking update from the Orange County Sheriff's Office within the past hour or so regarding someone who was shot to death. And this happened specifically in Hillsborough, the unincorporated part of Orange County. This happened on Ferguson Road, not too far from Lavender Oaks Farm. This happened today. We learned that this happened as a result of some kind of fight in which that victim was shot. Deputies have since charged Darren Downey with second degree murder. He lives in an unincorporated part of Orange County. He's being held in jail with no bond until he appears in court tomorrow. As for the victim, investigators have not identified that person because they're trying to notify next of kin, Ashley.
Okay, Chris, thank you. Starting tomorrow, you can purchase a VinFast vehicle right here in the Triangle. It's not just a first for our area. It's also the very first on the East Coast. Leith Automotive's new VinFast dealership in Cary on Auto Park Boulevard will be open for business. WREL's Monica Casey spoke with the COO about why they wanted to bring these cars to Cary and got a sneak peek at what's on the lot.
This dealership is not only the first on the East Coast to sell VinFast vehicles, it's the first non-factory-owned dealership in the entire country.
2-1.
With news of the major VinFast manufacturing plant in Chatham County, Danny Williams with Leith Automotive jumped on the opportunity to bring the electric vehicles to the Triangle.
Well, we were really excited when we heard they were building the plant here. I mean, that's a big first for North Carolina. They've tried to get an automotive plant forever. So we just were that close to the plant, we figured we wanted to be the first dealership to have them.
That plant is expected to produce 150,000 vehicles each year when it's completed in 2025. Here in Cary, Leith Automotive has two models of the VF8, an Echo model and a Plus model. It's a five-passenger car starting at $46,000. Next quarter, they'll be getting the VF9, which is a seven-passenger vehicle, and soon after, they'll get VF7s. Chief Operating Officer Danny Williams tells me electric vehicles can work for certain lifestyles.
You know, we've been in the gas business for a long time. Most all of our franchises now have some sort of EV, and they're great for certain people. You know, certain people still need gas. I've got a farm and horses. I can't see, you know, hooking a horse trailer up that weighs 30,000 pounds and towing it with an EV. Not yet, but it's coming probably.
The employees are putting the finishing touches inside in the showroom right now. The dealership starts selling these cars tomorrow. They will also offer maintenance, repairs, and parts here. In Cary, Monica Casey, WREL News.
Rain and fog are lingering across parts of our area, making for another dreary night. This is our WRAL studio tower. You can see some of the raindrops there, making the shot kind of blurry. Meteorologist Kat Gamble is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Kat, these messy conditions will be clearing out over the next few hours.
They will be. We're going to see some big improvements, but the clouds are going to linger into tomorrow. The rain will not. The rain is moving away from us. We do still have a small band moving through the eastern part of our area. It's light rain that we have, though. We're not seeing a big area of steady, heavy rain. The clouds, all the white that you see, those are going to linger into the start of the day tomorrow, but this rain will be gone. Here's where the rain is right now, from Warrenton over toward Lake Gaston, over into Franklin County. It's going to be headed for Wilson, Goldsboro, and then once that band clears out of here, we should be done with the rain for the remainder of the evening. As that band moves through, we're also going to see reduced visibilities. We've got visibility around a mile, so this isn't a dense fog by any means, but reduced visibility in Rocky Mount as well as Goldsboro at this hour. I think that this is really going to be the time where we see the fog develop. If there's any, it would be before midnight, but new models showing a bit less just with this band as it clears out of the area. By 10 o'clock, most of us are nice and dry, but the cold air is coming. I'll have more on that coming up.
Thank you, Kat. The head of AMC Theaters will be meeting with a well-known civil rights leader after an incident at a Greenville movie theater yesterday. Bishop William Barber brought his elderly mother to see The Color Purple at this movie theater. Minutes later, he was escorted out by police for bringing in his own chair that he says was his ADA device. Along with being a former president of the NAACP and a pastor, Barber is well known in North Carolina as a civil rights advocate. Barber has arthritis and uses canes to walk. The taller chair he brought helps him sit with less pain. But Barber was told by an AMC employee that only wheelchairs were approved for the area.
This is just about how we treat, how we say to disabled folk, there's no room in the inn if you don't come a certain way.
AMC sent WRAL a statement addressing the incident with an apology. They said, quote, AMC welcomes guests with disabilities. We have a number of accommodations in place at our theaters at all times, and our theater teams work hard to accommodate guests who have needs that fall outside of the normal course of business. The family of a North Carolina man is asking Governor Roy Cooper to grant their brother clemency. Charles McNair pleaded guilty to second-degree rape in 1980. He was just 16 years old. He's serving a life sentence for the crime. He's consistently been denied parole. But as WRAL's Shelley Jackson tells us, his family says he's innocent and that racism played a role in the sentence.
A white woman here in Lexington accused Charles McNair of rape in 1979. He was 16. He pled guilty, thinking he might get the death penalty if the case went to trial.
And I'd just like to see my brother home. And if it means anything in this world, that would be the one thing I would love to have in my life is my brother back.
People have gathered all month outside the governor's mansion in downtown Raleigh, asking Governor Roy Cooper to exercise his clemency powers. Among them are Sandra and Harvey McNair. Their brother, Charles McNair, has lived 43 years behind bars in a North Carolina prison. And they want him to come home. Lexington was very much a segregated city when the teenager was arrested, says family friend Wanda Cox.
There was a side of town that was designated black, and there was a side of town that was designated white.
McNair's current attorney, Jamie Lau, says no police file on the case exists. Harvey knows his brother is innocent, and he wants the governor to release him.
I didn't believe it, and I still know to this day.
Charles' mother, Martha, died before she saw her son set free.
They was heartbroken. My mama definitely was heartbroken. Very. She cried every day, every night. Get home from work, get ready to cook. She crying.
The Lexington City Council has even passed a resolution supporting clemency for Charles, saying he possesses the good character and support to successfully reenter the community. They also say they recognize concerns of racism in McNair's case. And yet, he has repeatedly been denied parole.
I believe Charles's case is one that, when you objectively look at it, you can't possibly look at it and believe it's not one that warrants a commutation.
Governor Cooper has commuted a sentence and issued several pardons this month. McNair's family hope he's next. Shelley Jackson, WRAL News, Lexington.
The FBI is warning parents about the dangers of sextortion during holiday break. Sextortion is when predators manipulate teens into sending explicit pictures or videos and then use the videos or photos to extort the victims. The FBI in Charlotte says sextortion attempts are likely to increase during school break, and cases are skyrocketing across the country. Officials encourage parents to make sure they know the apps their children are using, who they're communicating with, and explain to them the dangers the internet can pose. A new child care facility in Rocky Mount is working to combat an ongoing child care shortage in our state. Kids Academy and Child Care Center is looking for children from infants to age 12 to fill 35 spots. The owner tells WRAL he's coming out of retirement to fulfill this lifelong dream.
I know people, when they go to work, they think about their children, the safety of their children. And I wanted the place so when people go to work, they know their children will be safe. At Kids Academy, they would be safe.
Dawson tells us the biggest challenge he's facing is a shortage of teachers to staff the center. If you're interested in applying for a position or enrolling a student, we have information on WREL.com on how you can do just that. Still ahead, some are still heading home from their holiday destinations, but it's actually a good time to think about travel in the new year. Some tips on when to book to save on flights coming up. Plus, it was a big year for the Triangle's housing market and growth in our area generally. However, a local expert is predicting a big change next year. We'll explain coming up.
As we get ready to ring in a new year, 2024 is already shaping up to be a big year for travel. And it turns out it's a decent time to start planning your next trip if you want to save on flights. Travel expert Katie Nastro with Going.com joins us now to help you get the best deals and know when to book. Katie, thank you so much for joining us. Let's dive right in. So prices for flights are already lower compared to previous years. Talk about the trend of flights in the early part of the year being a prime time to book and what prices to expect.
Right. So a lot of people just assume that because in 2022, we saw skyrocketing prices when it comes to average price of airfare. But actually, they're down quite a bit from that high, 24% average down, and actually 12% from last year, year over year. So looking forward, though, something kind of amazing happens. Not only is airfare down, but when you get to January and February, those sky high prices that you find around the winter holidays actually come down quite a bit, and airfare can be up to 80% cheaper than it is when you look to book over the winter holidays. You know, for some examples, you know, you can fly from the Raleigh area down to Puerto Rico for only $167 round trip on a full service airline, as well as you can go to Aruba, $342 round trip, as well as you can even head over to Europe. For $546 round trip, you can get that coveted trip to Paris under your belt for much more affordable than if you were to do it in, say, the peak of summer or even over the winter holidays.
You mentioned summer. Perfect transition here. It's not too soon to look ahead to summer travel, right?
No, and it's not, in fact. So we always talk about booking windows to remember Goldilocks. We call them the Goldilocks windows of when you should look to book your flights. Now, for peak seasons, the best time to book domestic trips is between 3 and 7 months out. For international trip, a little bit wider out, so between 4 and 10 months. And if you do some quick math, we're in the heart of it if you want to look to book for the summer months. So, you know, you can definitely start seeing deals to various parts of Europe. You know, you can fly from the Raleigh area over to Shannon, Ireland for $543 round trip. So there are definitely deals to be had, and you should keep your eyes open, even though you might have, you know, you're still considering traveling in the near future, but you should definitely be looking ahead because it's not too soon to start thinking about it.
And lastly, when it comes to deals, talk a little bit about some options and maybe shopping around. I know some people are like, oh, I'll go to Expedia. Well, it's like there are other places you could do too, Chase, Costco, all that kind of stuff.
Sure. So, you know, we always recommend, other than going to places like going.com and getting flight alerts from us, but, you know, we like to start our search from Google Flights and then go from there, because it actually will give you various online travel agencies as well as other outlets to be able to compare prices. As well as, we always tell people, go to the airline direct, and if you can, try to book with them if the price isn't too much difference. Because if you should find yourself with any type of flight disruptions or changes, it's so much easier to have that done directly through the airline, dealing with them, than it would be to deal with a smaller travel agency that, you know, you have this third party that then has to deal with the airlines. So it can be quite cumbersome if you need to make any changes in the future or have to deal with a flight disruption.
I'll typically look at a package and then I'll go to the airline directly and compare prices to see which one's cheaper. So definitely a lot of good tips you had there. Katie Nastro with going.com giving us some travel tips. Thanks, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
And one local expert says the Triangle could see some big changes in our housing market next year. National home prices are up 4.8% over last year. This comes as mortgage rates remain high, though we are now seeing a drop and rates could come down even more in the new year. WREL talked with Allison Warnerowski. She's a Raleigh real estate professional with the W Real Estate Group. She often posts on social media about local market trends under the handle Relocating to Raleigh. She shared a surprising trend she expects to see in the new year.
I think we're going to see more people moving away from Raleigh. While we have had a lot of people that move here, obviously, to relocate to the area, we're seeing a lot of people move to more vacation destinations like Myrtle Beach in Florida, as well as people who relocated during the pandemic actually return home due to work mandates and to be back with their families.
Warnerowski also says that she expects to see less back and forth on home offers, with houses selling for near asking price. But she also expects the demand for houses to go up as interest rates drop. Let's get over to meteorologist Kat Campbell as we take a beautiful look at Fenton and Cary. People are out. Obviously, the mist and the fog aren't bothering them, Kat.
No, and they're seeing some improvements out there tonight and here in the Triangle. We continue to see some rain move into the eastern part of our area. It's just drizzle and mist. You're not going to be dealing with the rain tomorrow, but let's talk about the clouds. We are still going to be waking up to gray sky. So what this is showing is the percent of the sky that's going to be covered by clouds. 100% is you wake up in the morning, and then the cloud cover backs off a bit as we head into the late afternoon and early evening hours. So expect improvements throughout the day tomorrow. That's the good news for you. High temperatures still in the upper 50s to near 60 tomorrow afternoon. We're forecasting 60 in the Triangle and Rocky Mount, 58 degrees in Roxboro, 61 for Rayford, as well as Fayetteville, Irwin, Smithfield, Goldsboro, and Clinton. It's a mild day, especially for late December. But we've got changes coming, and that's going to come with some cooler air. Tonight, you'll want to grab your jacket again. Last night, it was very mild, but tonight, temperatures are going to be dipping back into the mid to upper 40s, and we'll reach these lows right around sunrise tomorrow morning, so make sure that you layer up. And then tomorrow night into Friday morning, that's when temperatures really begin to fall. We're back in the 30s for lows, hovering around the mid to upper 30s as you wake up Friday morning. By the weekend, our low temperatures are at or below freezing once again. In Clayton tonight, the roads are still wet. It's a dreary evening outside. The bulk of the rain is out of here, but we do have one final band of just some drizzle moving through the eastern part of our area. Low pressure continues to move away from us, and as it does so, we are going to be drying out. We're also going to see the cooler air moving in. That push of cooler air is really going to move in with a secondary front to our west as we get into tomorrow night and Friday. Here's where the rain is right now. I mentioned that final band moving through Warren County, starting to push into Nash County, Wilson County as well. Just a little sprinkle left north of 540 around Raleigh. But the bulk of this rain is clearing out, and we saw quite a bit of rain. 1 to 2 inch totals were widespread. Some areas seeing over 2 inches of rain, and areas just to our west, like the Triad, saw over 4 inches in spots. So this was really a healthy, beneficial rain for us that we needed, given that part of our area is still under moderate or abnormally dry conditions. We'll get an update to the drought monitor tomorrow, hoping to see some good improvements. No more extreme drought, but there is still severe drought in the southwestern part of our state. We expect the drought to really clear out during the winter months due to an El Nino pattern. That typically means a wet winter for us. Looking ahead, we've got some some drier weather on the way, though. Just a 20% chance of a sprinkle as that secondary front swings through on Friday. The next best chance comes next Monday night. Still some uncertainty as to whether or not that'll pan out. The good news is, as we ring in 2024 at midnight, near 40 degrees, dry weather expected, Ashley.
Not too bad. Thank you, Kat. Still ahead, if you're hoping to ring in the new year with some movement, you might want to head to a state park. A look at which ones in our area are offering first day hikes coming up. A group of 82nd Airborne Division soldiers deployed this morning. These are pictures of them spending a few moments with family before they left. This deployment is not a surprise. It was already planned. At least two other groups have deployed so far this month. As for where they're deploying, that information was not shared. We thank you all for your service. WRAL's very own Gilbert Bays is celebrating a big milestone. This year marks 50 years in broadcasting for him. Can you believe it? He shared a message on Facebook talking about his journey from radio to TV and thanking everyone for their support over the years. He also shared a photo. You see it in the top right there on your screen. There it is, from 1989. You know what? That was his first year at WRAL. Congratulations, Gilbert. Next week, several North Carolina state parks will offer guided first-day hikes to ring in the new year. It's part of a nationwide tradition to get people walking outside. State parks across North Carolina will host more than 50 staff-led hikes. That includes Eno River, Falls Lake, Jordan Lake, and Kerr Lake, and Umstead State Parks in our area. Visitors can choose from easy and short strolls to long excursions as well. You can find participating state parks if you just visit nc.gov. And don't forget, you can still donate to the Coats for the Children campaign through December 31st. Scan the QR code on your screen. You can also visit wral.com/coats. And don't forget, you can drop off a new or gently used coat, hats, gloves at your neighborhood Jiffy Lube. As we get ready to ring in 2024, we are your home for WRAL First Night Raleigh. Expanded coverage of all the fun starts Sunday at 10 p.m. on Fox 50. Our coverage will continue straight through the midnight acorn drop and fireworks. You can also watch the acorn drop on WRAL right after Sunday night football. Thank you for making WRAL your choice for local news. We'll see you again at 10 and 11.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.